What a marvelous table meeting.
Amen.
Do you feel satisfied?
Amen.
We only feel satisfied if the Father is satisfied.
Amen.
Right? At the end of the table and after our praise and worship of the Father, we should have a deep sense of satisfaction.
Amen.
And that's because the Father is satisfied.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to have a little bit of fellowship concerning we have a burden to, and this is the burden we feel of the recovery right now, is the matter of uplifting and the standard and enjoyment of the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
Not only the Lord's table, but also our praise and worship of the Father.
Amen.
This meeting is not really a meeting. This is the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
This is a feast.
Amen.
I think we, especially me, I got refreshed in my view of what this is. And I think we all need to enter into this up-to-date view and burden.
Amen.
What is this
Amen.
That the Lord has even commanded us to do?
Amen.
This is before he went on the cross. This is his last, this is even his will to us.
Amen.
He said to us, let me read you some verses. In Matthew 26, chapter 26, verses 26 through 30. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body.
Amen.
And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
But I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father.
Amen.
And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
We are invited
Hallelujah.
To the Lord's Supper. This is not just any meeting. In fact, this is the highlight of our week.
Amen.
This is even the consummation of our enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Our daily life, every day, should have a goal. And that is the table meeting.
Amen.
We should be laboring on Christ. We should be looking forward so that we can have our hands
Amen.
Full
Amen.
And we come with joy and rejoicing and praise
Amen.
To the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
So let me just tell you a little story. Rose and I, we were in the blending trip in Europe. And before the blending trip, we made a trip to Versailles. Have you... This is the palace in the, it was the peak of the European culture in this 16th, 17th, 18th century. Everything happened in Versailles. That was the center of government of Europe. There was much grandeur. They preserved it. We went, we looked there, we toured it. It was amazing. At the end of our tour, of our walking around, we witnessed something that was very special. And I didn't know they did this, but they still have special events at the Palace of Versailles. In the evening, all of a sudden, we saw there was a drummer, a very, more than one, and it was a very solemn grandeur kind of beat. And there was all these buses. They were dropping off people, and they were dressed very in a very proper, dignified manner. And they were all walking towards the Palace of Versailles. And it was there's all these tourists walking around, and all of a sudden everybody stopped. And they looked at these people. They're walking into the palace. And they were walking with much expectation. I was watching these people. They were all very expectant. And they were all very dignified. And it's like they were invited to a special dinner at the Palace of Versailles. I was amazed. What kind of presentation they had? What kind of expectation they had? And then, you know what? They were there. I think that dinner started, you know, like at 7. But this procession started much earlier than that, 6:30. And they were all coming in. We were just amazed. The reason why I tell you this story is because, you know, brothers and sisters, we've been invited to something even greater, even grander, even more significant than whatever that was happening in the Palace of Versailles. Every week on the Lord's Day, we have been invited to God's feast. We have been invited to the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
If we had the revere, if we had this kind of thought, how would we come to the Lord's table meeting?
Amen.
How would we present ourselves? How would we prepare ourselves?
Amen.
This is not a light thing. This is not just any meeting. This is what the Lord told us.
Yes.
You know, after we went through the training, I think we all had the fresh appreciation that we are being trained,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And how we are with God. What kind of reverence do we have? But not only reverence, but what kind of enjoyment?
Yes.
What kind of appreciation
Amen.
Do we have of our God? This is, you know, if you were invited to such a special event and you were told to bring something, right, you would prepare. You would prepare for a long time.
Yeah.
And then you would make yourself ready and be there. Brothers and sisters, the Lord's Supper and the table meeting is our time when we can praise the Son. We can remember and praise Him.
Amen.
Do you realize what is the highest function of us, of the children of God, of us as priests? It's not to do things for the Lord.
Amen.
What is our highest function? It is to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do we know the difference between praise and prayer? I feel in myself that I am short of praise. Where does praise come from? Praise doesn't just come from reading something and understanding. Praise comes from appreciation.
Amen.
If you don't enjoy something, if you don't appreciate, how can you praise? I could say, I learned about something. I learned about the Lord's death. I learned He died on the cross as this and that and that. Okay, I got it. But did I enjoy it? Did I appreciate it?
Amen.
Did I experience it?
Amen.
Have you enjoyed the Lord as your Lamb?
Wow.
You know, this morning we had a hymn on Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Amen.
What kind of appreciation do you have of the Lamb of God?
Yes. Right.
You may know that the Lamb of God took away the sin of the world. You may have this mental understanding. But did you have the experience of saying, Lord, thank you for taking away my sin.
Amen.
Thank you. You are the spotless one.
Amen.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every day, did you come to the Lord and have an appreciation of Him as the Lamb of God?
Amen.
Did you appreciate Him as the burnt offering?
Yes.
As the one, you have no desire for God. There was a meeting and you had no desire to go to that meeting, but then you turn to the Lord and you realize, Lord, you are the one that wants to go to that meeting.
Amen.
You're the one that wants to shepherd the saints.
Amen.
Did you have this experience where you had no desire,
Amen.
But the Lord in you became the desire?
Amen.
And you said, Lord, thank you. You're the one for God, and I'm not.
Amen.
You may understand that He is absolute and you're not, but did you experience it? When we have this experience and appreciation, then we can praise.
Amen.
Praise is the highest form of worship.
Amen.
And it's the highest thing that the children of God can do.
Amen.
It is not cheap. It doesn't just come with understanding.
Amen.
It comes through experience and enjoyment and laying our hands and suffering.
Yeah.
And then, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, you know, David, he said that he prayed 3 times a day.
Right.
But did you know he praised 7 times?
Amen.
David lived a life of praising.
Amen.
You know, and Hebrews 13:15, it says to offer a sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
That is our sacrifice.
Amen.
That is what we bring to the table meeting.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, Amen. We have the understanding, I think, that we should prepare something for the prophesying meeting, and this is good. But do we have the realization that our daily life
right.
is a preparation for the table meeting?
Right.
And that the table meeting is the time when we can praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the time that we as priests can offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
Amen.
This is much more important than the prophesying meeting. This is much more significant because it's our handling of Christ. So, even though we could stand up and say, Hallelujah to the Lamb, if there was no experience of my Hallelujah to the Lamb in the week, that is not truthfulness. That is not genuineness and sincerity. And we, the body, and the Lord, and God, the Father, can tell, is there reality? And then we can sense, not so much satisfaction. Even if we have the words, even if we have the volume, even if everyone is saying something. But if every member of the body handles Christ, experiences Christ in our daily living, and everyone in the morning, Lord, thank you, you are my sin offering. Thank you, you die for me. Thank you, you've forgiven me of my sins.
Amen.
Lord, you forgave me, so I love you.
Amen.
Did you love the Lord because He forgave you of your sins?
Amen.
Then when you come to the table meeting
Amen.
And you just say, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
You didn't even say so much, but you said that.
Yeah.
Because you had that experience in the week that was a true praise.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, may our daily life be that which is ready for the table meeting.
Amen.
This is a training. You know, we can say, today, this is the age of grace, right? And it is the age of grace. But I would say it is the age of training.
Amen.
Because we are being trained for the real wedding feast.
Amen.
Do you see that? You know, there will be a wedding feast.
Right.
Will you be prepared?
Amen.
Will you spend every day to prepare yourself with a portion of Christ to be at the wedding feast? That is the one feast that we don't want to miss.
Amen.
But every Lord's table meeting is our training for that wedding feast.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters. So, you know, the Lord, He's gracious. He loves us. He gives us the opportunity. So we have every day so we can get our hands filled with Christ.
Amen.
And we can have our lives be so meaningful to live for this, the Lord's purpose. You know,
Amen.
This is His economy.
Amen.
This is His desire.
Amen.
And we can be involved in this. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May our daily life be for this, for the Lord's desire.
Amen. Amen.